Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Here's the greatest thing in the world. I have my notes, my note in the front, and as I take notes on the different cases, I throw them out and I rip them up in my front, my notes on the my front page that has all my, you know, our order and everything. I rip that up and threw that out. But that's okay. I know everything by heart anyway. You know,
Down the rundown sheet?
Yeah, the rundown sheet. I threw it up, but that's okay. You know, I have it all in my head. I am an intelligent radio host.
Look, Fred's handwriting is a closely guarded trade secret. It's an industry secret. And given the fact that there's these heightened security concerns and people not wanting forgers to come in and learn how he does his chicken scratch, I completely understand.
It is. It's really serious. There's only a few people that know how to read my chicken scratch, and one's my secretary.
Frederick Penny, code writer.
That's exactly right. You can't do it. My signature, you guys see my signature. It's crazy. People think they can copy it, and they've tried. But you can't, if you guys look at my signature, it's like circles. It is the way the circles are driven and how many of them and what length and width and stuff. And by the way, those of you listening to Radio Law Talk, do you know they have experts in writings? And I was talking to an expert once because we've dealt with that before. And it's like, how do they know? How can they tell? And what happens usually, and we're not telling you the secrets, but this is the truth. When people are trying to copy a signature, they don't go as fast. You notice that? Like, if you ever see me sign a signature, it's like within a tenth of a second. It's bzoop, that quick. And what happens is when people do it, they're trying to copy, it's such an infinite pause.
Signatures write, forgers draw.
That's exactly right. And so, but even when they go fairly fast, the ink is so detailed, it'll widen out a little bit, or it'll make a little bit of a dot when they slow down. And these experts just have all this down with microscopes. They can figure all this stuff out. And it is amazing to see how that works. So you're right. I need someone with hieroglyphics to understanding to read my notes.
Yeah, the last trial that I did just about a month ago, that came up where there was something alleged to have been written. And the first part of the note, it was clear in one set of handwriting, and then it get to the other set of handwriting. It's like the same person did not write the first part of that note as the second part of that note. And from an evidentiary standpoint, I didn't call an expert, but I was able to ask the jury. I put the note up.
Something's obvious. Something's obvious.
Look, I know what the officer testified to, but you look at that note, and I'm telling you, that does not look like the same person wrote the first part of that note as opposed to the second part. And the jury can look at it and make up their own mind. Right. You don't need an expert to take a look at that.
Right. What do you always tell juries? What do you tell juries when they walk in the courtroom? Don't put your...
Don't check your common sense at the door.
That's exactly right. And I always say, don't put your common sense hat at the hat stand out the front door. So, anyway, but what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a number of things today. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you want to, during the week, because some of this is re-podcast, we do have a podcast that you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can search a topic, and it'll take you to that topic and when that podcast was. That's why that's such a great website. But go ahead and email us questions or something you want to talk about at info@radiolawtalk.com. And just so you know, we can't answer all questions and we can't respond to all the emails, but just we want to give you that information.
Yeah, and if you ask a question, we can talk in generalities, but look, the advice that we can give is contact your own personal lawyer. If you have a legal question, contact a lawyer of your choice who can then have that discussion with you with the attorney-client privilege and give you advice specific to the issue that you are facing.
Exactly right. And Cal, better than all this stuff that we're rah-rahing about, because we're going to talk about a couple things.
Right.
The most thing we're going to talk about, Johnny Depp, we're going to talk about today.
Now it's time to play.
But yeah, let's do
or
let's
no
do
case.
Case
or
no case.
I could see it coming. Didn't mean
that's
to jump
it.
The
no,
case for no case
it.
Gun, but
you jumped it. That's okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, New York City. A couple of guys named Vincent and Joe went across the bridge from New Jersey for lunch. They went to Sid's Deli for lox and bagels with cream cheese, of course, although Vinny, he didn't want one with cream cheese and lox, and he just wanted a plain bagel. And Joe wanted a bagel with the works. So they go up to the cash register and they pay, and Joe got upset. He said, "Hey, how come I am paying tax when Vinny is not?" He thought about it for a while, and he said, "It seems unfair that we both get a bagel, and I pay tax, he doesn't. Maybe there's a lawsuit here. Maybe I could recover some money, like a whistleblower act or something corrupt. Maybe these guys are just charging tax and keeping the money. I don't know. So I ask you, case or no case, Fred Penny, I think you
so,
go first."
Yeah, so this is, it's called Vincent and Sid's.
Vincent and Joe went to Sid's Deli.
Sid's Deli, gotcha. Okay, and he charged one individual tax and the other individual he didn't.
Correct.
And the one individual said, "There's something wrong here with you doing that."
Yeah.
"That there's going to be a lawsuit."
Right. Well, he's thinking about it. He said, "It doesn't seem fair. What is this? What's going on?" Yeah.
Oh, that is bizarre, Cal. I just don't know. I'm doing a Denise pause.
It is bizarre. Yeah.
Oh, Denise pause. But okay, so what is it? So the question is, why is he not taxing one and yet taxing the other? This is so stupid and so wrong that it's you know, the knee jerk reaction is no case, but it's so off the wall. It's got to be a scenario, but the question is it a case? So I'm going to say it's a case. Just because it's so weird, it's a case. And Vinny, the guy that doesn't get taxed, the guy that does get taxed, loses because there's something in the background why the one guy's not taxed. Maybe the rule is you get a bagel. If you get the bagel made in New York, there's no tax. If the bagel's made in China and is shipped out here, you get taxed.
Could be an import. You never know. Could be tariff. Could be a tariff.
Case, and the dude that gets taxed that thinks he should bring a lawsuit loses. It's for sure a scenario.
All right, Mr. Cunin, what say you, case or no case?
Okay, all right, let me ask you a couple questions
about this. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Joe and Vinny, they both live in Jersey, right?
Right, they live in Jersey.
And they both went over to New York,
right? Yeah, they're going to have some lunch.
They're heading over there. Do we know what year this was?
It was in 1990. Let me look. Nope, I don't.
We don't know if one of them maybe placed an order online and said, "Hey, I got to go pick this up. You want to come with me?"
I think this was a face order.
All right, everything's a face order.
I'm speculating here. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Were they both New York residents?
No, they're both Jerseys.
They're both
Jersey residents. Jersey boys. They go from Jersey to New York. Yeah.
Well, this does sound very weird. All right. I'm going to go along with my friend Fred Penny. One thing I've learned in life is it always works well if you do what Fred does. What would Fred do? WWFD. That's what I go by. And I'm going to say ditto to what Fred said. All right. Because this just sounds really weird, but there's got to be some reason behind it.
Reason.
That ultimately, did they get water? All right, the ultimately will be, by the way,
ditto to what Fred said.
You didn't include cement?
I don't know. Cement, loafers, anything. I'm not going to do the Denise pause, which we also call deno pause. But not going to do that, all right? But and I'm stalling here because I'm going to stall for a little bit more to give Denise an opportunity to think about this over the break and then get back to us with her answer.
Well, you can call us at 855 Law Radio. You could think about that great impression by Todd Q.
Whatever.
Our impressionist. But join us back. We're going to figure out what's going on with Vincent and Joe, and then we're going to talk about Johnny Depp after that.
Soaked up Jersey like a sponge.
Let's get out of here.
Get out of here while we can.
We're going to bail while we still have time. So stay tuned as Mr. Kunin will yet give us more voice characterizations by Todd Kunin, not representing any particular individual. We'll be right back. Hold on to a moment.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, I want you to do me a favor. We're going to doing the case or no case. During
Sure.
I want your finger close to the button where those kids do all those sayings. Let's use as many sayings this hour as possible. I
you
want our
whiner.
Yeah, I know. I know that. That's exactly it. Perfect timing, Cal. We've got so many good kids sayings that these are, by the way, some great actor and actresses' children.
That is anecdotal.
It is anecdotal. We're not talking about. So use it as we're talking. We're talking about case or no case about, you know, the deli and whether why someone was charged tax and another one wasn't. And did you say your what the end was?
I just said I was agreeing.
Okay,
with, but whatever Fred's answer is, that's what I'm going
do
with.
It. There it is.
All right.
I have one question.
Yes, of course.
Was it Joe that got the lox and cream cheese, and it was Vinny that did not want the lox and cream cheese?
Went to Sid's Deli for bagels. Joe wanted one with the works, and Vinny wanted the other. Joe paid tax, and Vinny did not. Vinny got upset.
Okay. All right, so this is particular to New York City. And bagels are not taxed. Cream cheese are not taxed. However, lox are taxed because they are. It's harder to get, and they're imported food, kind of along the line of what Fred was saying.
Yes.
However, I feel that it's a very different result. I think that it is absolutely a true scenario, and that you were reading about this funny little tax in New York City, and you thought, I'm going to make up something really good. This would be a great case, no case.
So smart.
I'm going to say no case, but a true scenario.
Denise is so smart, Todd. You know that, right?
I know.
Much smarter than us.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I'm really glad
to hear
you guys
of that.
Give me your rationale for all of that, because, you know, if we were playing a hand grenade, case or no case, if we were playing if you get close,
yes,
it's effective. For those of you who say it was a case, may I see that, Fred?
Todd and Fred.
That's Todd. So sad.
This is right again.
Darn it. But wait
a minute. Okay.
Let me tell you the real story here, and then we'll have to judge what we're going to give Denise. I gave you 1 point, by the way, Denise.
Okay.
Sometimes, I'm sorry, New York City, they do not tax unsliced, unaltered bagels. If you just get a plain bagel, no tax. If you get one with something on it, tax. It's a weird thing. If you went and said, I want just a plain bagel, there's no tax on it. If you say, I want a bagel with lox and cream cheese, that's fine. They charge tax on the bagel that the other
because
person...
Because they're doing work to cut it.
Because they're cutting it.
I guess. I'm presuming so. So uncut bagels, no tax. Cut bagels, tax. And that, friends, is case or no case.
Yes!
Do I get 2 points?
You get 1 point on that.
Only one? I thought you said you would be the judge.
You said true scenario. It's not a true scenario. It's just a law. It's just based on a New York law.
No, there was no... Yeah, that was not
there,
a scenario.
There was no Vinny
scenario.
And Joe.
There was
no
two guys.
Okay, I see. No scenario.
That was... Yeah, so I'm going to give you a point, and I think that's a fair award. Now, next hour, ladies and gentlemen... Oh, you're going to like this one. Next hour, I'm going to... Let's see if I find this. Next hour, I'm going to take you into the magical world of television news.
Nice.
That's next time on...
Now, wait. If you're taking us in the magical news of television news... Magical... What?
World.
Maybe not.
World of television news.
Yeah, maybe not that.
All, you just got one word is all you got is in there. It's called... What?
Fake.
No. Hey, what's that?
I don't know.
Coronavirus. Well, isn't that all they talk about?
Yeah.
Coronavirus. Now, today we'd like to talk about coronavirus. Yeah, the world exploded in the East Coast, but hey, let's talk about
coronavirus news. Right.
Coronavirus news.
Coronavirus news. It's got a C in it. So we're Coronavirus Network. That's what we are.
Hi, my name is Fred Coronavirus Fred. You know what? I met with... I'm digressing again, because here's another digression. Ready for this? Here we go.
You're digressing.
I was in Van Nuys. Yeah. I was in Van Nuys, and I was meeting with social media people, and now it's all these young social media kids, and they do these crazy things. I am telling you, I'm going to throw it out for this. Danny Burke, B-E-R-K, is the funniest kid. Or Berg, is it Burke? Anyway.
He's such a good friend.
Yeah, no, he's not a good friend. Nobody's good friends with me. But what he did is he does these weird YouTube things. And I tell him, why don't you? He's like, what? Give me some suggestions. I said, I want you to wear a full mask, like the full masks, and go out there with full hazmat suit and go shopping in one of the supermarkets with all the gloves, the big gloves, picking it out. I think that would be freaking hilarious.
B-E-R-K, yes.
B-E-R-K.
Yes.
By the way, he did one, by the way, in a diaper. He wanted to know what it was like to be in a diaper for 24 hours. This kid's 24 years old. And so he literally goes to the store and buys diapers, and he lives in a diaper for a whole day.
It is
real life. And it's funny as heck if I watch
it. He's 24. You wait 50 years. That's going to happen.
And then his friends make him take laxative.
Yeah, why are we going over
that? That's the worst part. It's like, oh, no. Okay, so we're going to talk about, speaking of laxatives, Harvey Weinstein. Okay, so we know what's going on.
That's a heck of a segue. There, Fred.
Yeah, I'm always thinking it was, I'm Segway Fred.
Yes.
And so, you know, he's already been sentenced to 23 years.
Boys are real.
They are. But what happened is, which is kind of interesting legally, if you want to think about this, is on appeal, they could still use what statements you make in court against you. Even if you're talking to the judge before he sentences you, you can say, this is what you said in court. And so, yeah, I didn't know that. I looked it up, but generally they can try to use that against you. So probably against his lawyer's, you know, advice, he decides what he wants to do is make a statement. And his statements are kind of bizarre.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do this next, you know, segment is talk about these different things that he said. And let me just start out with one thing. First of all, the first thing he says is this. Quote, first of all, to all the women who testified, we may have different truths, but I have great remorse for all of you. I have great remorse for all the men and women going through this crisis right now in our country. Was he talking about coronavirus or his? Okay. I think he was talking about the coronavirus. It's got to be. Who would talk about his thing as a crisis in our country? We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about his statements, some bizarre ones, and some that's like, maybe he's right. We'll be back.
All right. If you stay right there, we promise we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, in another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, sitting here during the break, you know, of course I get a special report pops up on my phone. Coronavirus, latest news or information, LinkedIn, you better go here to check. I know. Buy toilet paper. I don't have to look. I know what it says. Hey, remember, when you're tired of the coronavirus polluting all the time, I'm talking it's polluting the airwaves all the time, just listen to Radio Law Talk for something different. Remember, we get you away from that, and we have something different here. Take your mind off everything. Tell your friends, Cal. Make sure they turn to Radio Law Talk. You're going to enjoy our show and just take your mind off all this coronavirus.
Right. The only thing is you still can't touch your face while listening to our show.
Oh, you care?
And there's a guy who actually got a 6-foot plywood donut and made it, wears it around his waist like.
Oh, that's exciting.
And walks around the airport and stuff just to show the social distancing. You know, all of that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's all interesting, but look, just be healthy. That's all we care about. And develop a healthy addiction to Radio Law Talk.
That's exactly right. Good job, Cal. Weinstein, we were talking about what I gave one of the statements he made. Now, when that happens, an individual that before there's a sentencing, a person that's found guilty can make a statement to the court, right?
Yes.
For leniency, for, you know, explaining away why they did this, that type of thing. They can even have special people come up and talk, right? And say, he's not a bad guy, he helped my family. And then the victims can have people come talk. Is that correct?
That's correct. Oftentimes, there will be what's called a pre-sentence report that is drafted, written for the court, and that's often done by a probation department in the jurisdiction. And in that, they talk to the victims, they get their statements, they do a background of the defendant, where they cover, you know, life history, upbringing, so that a court can get an idea of how did we get to this point with this person, and what would a sentence do, not just to punish, but to rehabilitate and to do things? And one of the things the court's looking at is whether or not the defendant gets it. Is there an expression of remorse, a genuine expression of remorse, or is the individual trying to make excuses and say it wasn't me and it should have been this, or, hey, I'm a good guy? And so a court will look at that. Well, if a defendant doesn't talk with the individual who's generating that report, they can still make that statement. They make it on the record. That's what Weinstein did. And we're going to go over that.
Yeah.
What I didn't care for his statement, I didn't like how familiar he was acting with the victims.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was almost disrespectful. And and when he says he has remorse for these victims, he almost made it like I have remorse for everyone. You know, it wasn't like that personalized portion that should have been really personalized to the victims. I don't know. It just felt hollow.
It was a little rambling, is what I thought.
Well, he seemed confused. He seemed like he didn't know what the heck he was saying.
Here's an example. He said, you know, the movement started basically with me. And he never mentioned what the movement was, but it's obviously it's the Me Too movement started with me. Thousands of men who are being accused. He says now there are thousands of men being accused in a regeneration of things that I think none of us understood. Let me read between the lines. Let me read between the lines. This is an opinion. This is not a fact, ladies and gentlemen, the jury. Do not take this. Objection. You got to object to this. But
objection.
Sustained.
Your Honor, sustained.
Sustained. No,
all right.
Go ahead.
But here it is. Seriously. What he's basically saying, in my opinion, is there was a casting couch. Everybody knew it. That's what we did. And not only that, we ruled. I was a ruler. That's the way it sounded to me.
He's saying the culture's changed, and it caught me unawares until it had already changed.
That's the intelligent way of putting it. Yeah. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, well, he said he was hypnotized by their relationships. And I don't know. I just felt like he was putting it right back on them. He didn't take responsibility. And then he was saying, look at what a big guy I am. I'm such a philanthropist. I have helped to raise all this money, and I created hospitals, and I helped children, and I did all this stuff. It would have been a lot more powerful, quite honestly, if he had someone else do that.
Or if he'd have looked at them and said, you know what, Your Honor, I'm sorry for what happened. I realize at the time I didn't understand the negativity that it would have created, but it did, and I'm sorry. And I'd like to move on from this as quickly and the best way that I can. I mean, what's wrong with
but
that?
But then it'd be used against him in the appeal.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. What Cal is saying is absolutely, absolutely true. Once you have been convicted, right? Whether it's by a plea of guilty or no contest or at trial, the time to litigate your case, whether or not you were justified or you felt justified or had a defense, that is over. And defendants don't get that. They think they can still litigate. It's over. Now is the time for you to say
nothing.
Either nothing or I am so sorry. And to apologize up the wazoo, to show remorse, to do that, it's not the time to try to justify your behavior because it will never work.
But why would you say that when he said he's not guilty all along and they're going to take this on appeal? Why would you say sorry? You would have to say nothing. Just
well, it'd
there.
Be a qualified sorry. It'd be like, I'm so sorry that they had the feelings they had.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so sorry that
we
that our relationship was viewed in a different
That's
way.
That's exactly right.
Or that the victims took our romantic situations the way they did. That was not how I did, and I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of ways he could have said he was sorry, but he just could not bring himself to do that.
What's interesting he did say about them, he said, quote, I can't help looking at Jessica and Mimi and hope that something of our old friendship in me could emerge. what does that mean? I'm breaking stuff down. I'm like, what does he mean by that? I think there's things
behind
it. He said,
I still have affection for her.
Yeah, no.
He still wants the booty call.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know if it's even that. I think it's more of like, I want the good part of our relationship back. You know, because clearly there are some bad parts of it. But even the gals admitted at one time that they weren't that he would do stuff for them. I don't know that the whole relationship was bad 24/7. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think he goes on to say how generous he was and how the victims would probably also view him as very generous.
I agree with that. Here's the thing, though, and I feel like we're all becoming or trying to become fluent in Weinsteinese right now.
We are.
Weinsteinese to English.
Yeah.
But this is the way it comes off, in my opinion, to a court. Essentially, when he talks about his generosity and all the things that we'll get to, I see a court looking at this saying, all I really see here, if I'm the judge, all I really see here is you felt like you were entitled. Yeah, you flew him to Cannes for the film festivals and they had jets and all this kind of stuff, and you thought, because I'm doing all this stuff,
right,
you owe me. And where do you owe me? In the bedroom. You owe me. I'm entitled to do it. And that's how a court would look at it, especially when he says, in his opening remarks, where he says, I don't think none of us understood that was wrong. So
yeah.
he's outlying a behavior. He's saying, essentially, yeah, I did all of that. Another reason why he should have said nothing is because he's still got a case in L.A. he's got to deal
with. That's exactly right. And here's the other thing, that Todd, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm going to take a different road because I think you touched on something that's not, I'm not going to quite agree with. Yeah, okay, he did something for them. He expects something back. That's business. But you don't expect sexual favors back. That's not business. So the business is, yes, here's this thing, and you have to promote my business. Well, that's business. But so I disagree that's not normal business. But you don't talk up. You don't. That's not for sex.
And to clarify what I was clarify what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah. Is he felt like he was entitled from a sexual standpoint to certain behaviors and responses because of what he was doing in business. And he wasn't. He just wasn't. And so,
let's quote some more. Here's a couple more quotes. Here's an interesting thing. He says, quote, I had wonderful times with these people, talking about Mimi and Jessica, the ones that they were he was being prosecuted for. I had wonderful times with these people. You know, it is just, quote, this is interesting. I'm totally confused. And I think men are confused about all of these issues. Probably not.
there should never, ever be a confusion about what the word consent means and how it applies in this situation. There should be no confusion about that.
Yeah, no. And then he goes on, he says, we've got about 30 seconds left, but he talks about the blacklist.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the blacklist and what we think he's saying. And this is, to me, guys, I know we're dragging this out, but this is really bizarre stuff to me about the statements of Weinstein. We'll be right back.
And it echoes down into the current relationships between men and women and how they're perceived legally anymore, as opposed to how Mr. Weinstein sees them, apparently. So I guess we'll talk about that and more as we return right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Boys are weird.
Oh, that's dumb.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Weinstein, in his statement to the court to try to be lenient on him, brings up the 1950s during the communist issues. And there was backlash with communism in the 1950s. I know, that's what I'm saying. Remember I said it's all over the place? So this is what he says, and I'm going to quote it, and then we can discuss it really quick. If you want to talk about this, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855, what is it, Denise?
529-7234.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Now, he says about the process. He's worried about the country and the due process. Now, I know this is bizarre, but I'm going to jump on his side for a second, okay? For a second. There is no doubt with the way the media is nowadays and the way social media is so fast, it's more difficult for the accused to get a fair trial. I'm going to say that because there's so much out there that hits him. It's almost like you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, and so the fact that people don't want to testify because they're going to lose jobs or there might be issues on his behalf might be true. That's all I'm trying to say. But that happened in the 40s and the 30s when the Al Capone days, that you testify,
right,
you're going to get shot. You know,
yeah.
So that's nothing new is what I'm trying to say. But I see that's where he's coming in. But it's bizarre that he brings up the following. And I remember this and studied it in history. He's believed it's a repeat of the blacklist there was in the 1950s. This is quoting him. When lots of men like myself Dalton Trumbo, one of the great examples, did not work when went to jail because people thought he was a communist. And so he this is what he said. You know, there was a scare, and that is what's happened. And I think that is what is happening now all over this country. Yeah. I mean, a stab at the Me Too movement. Is that what he's trying to do?
He's assuming the role of victim because of the Joseph McCarthy red hunting in the 1950s?
Kind of. That's exactly what he said. I mean, that's what I just read it to you.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Look, again, one of the primary rules, and look, one thing that I think was apparent about the Weinstein case from the get-go is that there was a power struggle between the defendant, Mr. Weinstein, and the choices that the attorneys wanted to make. I mean, Weinstein was adamant that he have a female defense attorney for questioning, and that really ruffled the feathers of the male attorney who had actually gotten some of the counts punted at the preliminary hearing. And so there's this back and forth, and I've had occasions, I think we all have, where you have a client who has a definite opinion about how things should be, and it's about client control. And when it came to this statement, there was very little, because one of the cardinal rules, if you're going to make a statement, is to not try to portray yourself as a victim. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, ever.
Now, look, I understand why he's doing this, because why he is so concerned. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that on the charges he was convicted of, the sentencing range was as little as 5 years prison up to 29 years. The most serious charge, which was the sex-based charge, trying to remember what it is here.
Sexual rape in the first degree or what?
That one alone had a 25-year maximum. Okay? So, I mean, he is sitting here looking at this trying to say, look, I'm looking at upwards of 29 years. That's the maximum. I've got to do something to get this down. I know I'm not going to get the minimum, but boy, if I could get this to low double digits, 10, you know, 12 years, something like that, that'd be great. And so he's trying to say what's going to help him, but it just didn't.
Yeah, here's some more. Here's some more interesting, Denise, if you want, but I've got some. He then goes in to talk about his charity, what you brought up. I think even Mimi and Jessica would say that I was generous. Now he's talking to the victims. It's like, you don't, you know, don't say what they would say. You know, that's just don't say that. And he goes into how he's built hospitals, Miramax, and then he goes in and says, look, I couldn't blacklist people because Miramax was big, but Warner Brothers, Disney, they could tell everybody, I'm not listening to Harvey Weinstein, I'm doing my own thing.
And here's how ridiculous that statement is. He says, I couldn't blackball people because I was a small guy, and then the very next sentences, like the next five sentences, he goes on to talk about how people that worked for him, even though he was a hard-nosed employer for 2 years, would become executives in other companies, in other production companies, and upwards like 20 or 40 executives throughout the industry. And I got to tell you, you can't claim that I don't have the power to blackball and then brag about how everybody else has their top-level jobs because of your tutelage and think that that's not going to give you influence over actors
right.
that wrong you. It's just oil and water.
Yeah, it just reinforced the notion of him being the gatekeeper,
exactly.
which was the whole reason all this stuff happened in the first place.
Well, then he starts throwing numbers out. We've raised, he says we, because apparently he was one of the main guys that tried to help raise some of this stuff. You know, he talks about in 9/11, he raised $100 million, $35 million of which went to the victims, $77 million to the Sandy the storm.
Hurricane Sandy.
$77 million. That, he's throwing some big numbers around. You know, he took children to the Super Bowl, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he helps the Robin Hood Foundation raise $2.5 billion.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing about that is, again, I think the judge looks at this and it just solidifies the fact that he doesn't comprehend the severity of what he did and what he's convicted of. Because it, with regard to the $100 million, he said, we didn't take any expenses out of it. You know, some went to the fire department, some went to the police, and then $35 million went to the families or folks right. in New York. And he says, go ahead and ask those guys. See if they respect me. See if they like me. They all like me. And it's, who cares if they liked you? You raped somebody. And yeah. he just doesn't
He's trying
get
to
it.
Put his life on a balance and say, okay, you got me over this rape deal. Okay, you got, but look at all the other good things I've done besides. He's trying to put this on a scale.
Well, and I don't like, doubt that he hasn't done some. Okay, I'm not understanding. But
I
everybody
don't think
does
it should
stuff.
Come from him.
That's right.
I
agree,
think
Denise.
He should have somebody coming in to speak on his behalf to say he is of good character. These are the
he
things
did he have some good character. Like, well, I don't think it would say a good character, but he had some good character. Maybe.
Well, he had good characteristics.
There you
and
go.
Here are the characteristics yeah. that, you know, that you need to consider and that
right.
show, you know, that he does have value in the community and, you know, that type of stuff.
Right. You are absolutely right. And quite frankly, his attorney could have argued all of that.
Exactly.
His attorney could have said,
right,
despite what he's convicted of, these are all the things that he's done, and he just sits there and piously looks down at the table, and it's now it doesn't look like he's the one saying, yeah, I did all of that stuff, but look at all the good stuff that I did. It's a wash. Let me go. Come on. You know, don't tax my bagel. You know, whatever. It just...
What's he doing? Yeah, but let me just finish a few final things. We only have a couple minutes left, but he goes in, and then he starts apologizing to his wives, the two wives. They didn't have anything to do with it. They had no idea with my extramarital affairs. I've been unfaithful to both. I don't see my children anymore. He goes on and on with that. But for him, he says, quote, for me, the idea of perfection in art and business is over. Yeah. My mission is to help people. It's like, oh, dude, if I'm the lawyer, I'm
it's
going.
Not sincere.
No, if I'm the lawyer, I'm going. No, ching, ching. Two more years.
Yeah.
Ching, ching. One more year.
So really quickly. He was facing 29 years. He ended up getting 23. So the judge came closer to maxing him out than going lenient. And the prosecution in New York said within 2.5 hours of the court imposing sentence, Los Angeles County had already instituted the extradition efforts to have him move from New York to L.A. so he could stand trial there.
That's going to be crazy. So
yeah,
okay.
That's coming down the pike,
yep.
too.
We finished our second hour. We got hour three coming. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp and Led Zeppelin. We got another case or no case coming down. And if we can get to it, our third hour is kind of the fun one. They're all fun, but what we do is we do a thing called what?
It's like speed talking.
We speed talking, but at the very end,
it's quick takes.
And we're going to tell you what we think about the most interesting thing. And one thing I want to bring up, too, Aaron Hernandez, who passed away. There's some interesting financial ramifications going on. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.